Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, May 28th episode of the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. I'm Wayne Floyd, your host. The Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a podcast that is dedicated to prayer, devotion, scripture reading, and Bible study, and anything else I want to talk about. The Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a humble member of the Christian podcast community. You can find us over at christianpodcastcommunity.org. There's a lot of great listening over there, over 60 well-curated podcasts, wide variety of topic areas, all covered from a Christian worldview. My brothers and sisters in Christ over there doing a great job for the kingdom. I would definitely encourage you to get on over there. I will guarantee you're going to find something over there you want to listen to. And there's a very good chance, and I say this from experience, that you're going to find more over there to listen to than you actually have time to listen to it in. All right. Well, I'm sorry I didn't get a Monday episode in. Here in the United States, it was Memorial Day. Relatively busy weekend, kind of crazy last week, busy weekend. So I just didn't get anything recorded for yesterday. So we're going to pick up on what should be Tuesday's scripture reading. I also want to warn you, when I started putting together the show notes for this week and looking at the scriptures for this week and looking at what we did last week, I don't know where I got those verses for those chapters from. I don't know what week I was in, or I just don't know what I read. I mean, this thing, the sheet I'm getting these off of, and of course there's a link in the show notes for in the resources section to it. And, you know, they group them by weeks. They give, you know, 5 days in the week for you to read. And they kind of list them linearly and all, and that's fine. But somehow or other, I got stuff way confused. I mean, I really have no idea. I don't blame it on the sheet. I blame it on me. But, you know, so again, I don't know where we were, but we are going to pick up where we should be on the second day of this week, whatever we read last week. And I'm sorry we ended up all over the place because, wow, I don't know what I did. I think I had the Romans passages right, but I don't know about the Samuel passages we were I don't know what I was doing. I really don't. So anyways, with all that said, whatever, we're starting from this week. We're starting from the second day of this week. So what we're going to open up with the second day of reading for this week. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and open up with the third day morning prayer. It's called God, Creator and Controller. Let's pray. Most High God, the universe with all its myriad creatures is thine, made by thy word, upheld by thy power, governed by thy will. But thou art also the Father of mercies, the God of all grace, the bestower of all comfort, the protector of the saved. Thou hast been mindful of us, hast visited us, preserved us, given us a goodly heritage, the holy scriptures, the joyful gospel, the Savior of souls. We come to thee in Jesus' name, make mention of his righteousness only, plead his obedience and sufferings. Who magnified the law both in its precepts and penalty and made it honorable. May we be justified by his blood, saved by his life, joined to his spirit. Let us take up his cross and follow him. May the agency of thy grace prepare us for thy dispensations. Make us willing that thou shouldst choose our inheritance and determine what we shall retain or lose, suffer or enjoy. If blessed with prosperity, may we be free from its snares and use, not abuse, its advantages. May we patiently and cheerfully submit to those afflictions which are necessary. When we are tempted to wander, hedge up our way. Excite in us abhorrence of sin, wean us from the present evil world, assure us that we shall at last enter Emmanuel's land, where none is ever sick and the sun will always shine. Amen. All right, and our devotion this morning from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, the text is from Romans 8:30. Whom he justified, them he also glorified. Here is a precious truth for thee, believer. Thou mayest be poor, or in suffering, or unknown, but for thine encouragement take a review of thy calling and the consequences that flow from it, and especially that blessed result here spoken of. As surely as thou art God's child today, so surely shall all thy trials soon be at an end, and thou shalt be rich to all the intents of bliss. Wait a while, and that weary head shall wear the crown of glory, and that hand of labor shall grasp the palm branch of victory. Lament not thy troubles, but rather rejoice that ere long thou wilt be where there shall be neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. The chariots of fire are at thy door, and a moment will suffice to bear thee to the glorified. The everlasting song is almost on thy lip. The portals of heaven stand open for thee. Think not that thou canst fail of entering into rest. If he hath called thee, nothing can divide thee from his love. Distress cannot sever the bond. The fire of persecution cannot burn the link. The hammer of hell cannot break the chain. Thou art secure. That voice which called thee at first shall call thee yet again from earth to heaven, from death's dark gloom to immortality's unuttered splendors. Rest assured, the heart of him who has justified thee beats with infinite love towards thee. Thou shalt soon be with the glorified, where thy portion is. Thou art only waiting here to be made meet for the inheritance, and that done, the wings of angels shall waft thee far away, to the mount of peace and joy and blessedness, where, far from a world of grief and sin, with God eternally shut in, thou shalt rest forever and ever. All right. And our reading for today, now that I've figured out what the right stuff is, hang on a second. Having a little bit of tea here. Our reading's going to be from 1 Kings 1, 1 Chronicles 26, 27, 28, and Romans 6. So 1 Kings 1. Now King David was old, advanced in age, and they covered him with clothes, but he could not keep warm. So a servant said to him, "Let them seek a young virgin for my lord the king, and let her stand before the king and become his nurse, and let her lie in your bosom, that my lord the king may keep warm." So they sought for a beautiful young woman throughout all the territory of Israel, and found Abishag the Shunammite, and brought her to the king. Now the young woman was very beautiful, and she became the king's nurse and attended him, but the king did not know her. Now Adonijah the son of Haggith exalted himself, saying, "I will be king." So he prepared for himself a chariot and horsemen and 50 men as runners before him. But his father had never grieved him at any time by asking, "Why have you done so?" And he was also a very handsome man in form, and he was born after Absalom. And he had conferred with Joab the son of Zeruiah and with Abiathar the priest, and following Adonijah they helped him. But Zadok the priest, Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, Nathan the prophet, Shimei, Rei, and the mighty men who belonged to David were not with Adonijah. And Adonijah sacrificed sheep and oxen and fatlings by the stone of Zoheleth, which is beside En-Rogel, and he invited all his brothers, the king's sons, and all the men of Judah, the king's servants. But he did not invite Nathan the prophet, Benaiah, the mighty men, and Solomon his brother. Then Nathan spoke to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, saying, "Have you not heard that Adonijah the son of Haggith has become king, and David our lord does not know it? So now come, please let me give you counsel and provide escape for your life and the life of your son. Go at once to King David and say to him, 'Have you not, my lord, O king, sworn to your maidservant, saying, Surely Solomon your son shall be king after me, and he shall sit on my throne. Why then has Adonijah become king? Behold, while you are still there speaking with the king, I will come in after you and fully confirm your words.' So Bathsheba went in to the king in the bedroom. Now the king was very old, and Abishag the Shunammite was ministering to the king. Then Bathsheba bowed and prostrated herself before the king, and the king said, 'What do you wish?' And she said to him, 'My lord, you swore to your maidservant by Yahweh your God, saying, Surely your son Solomon shall be king after me, and he shall sit on my throne. But now, behold, Adonijah is king, and now, my lord the king, you do not know it. And he has sacrificed oxen and fatlings and sheep in abundance, and has invited all the sons of the king, and Abiathar the priest, and Joab the commander of the army, but he has not invited Solomon your servant. And as for you now, my lord the king, the eyes of all Israel are on you to tell them who shall sit on the throne of my lord the king after him. Otherwise it will be, as soon as my lord the king sleeps with his fathers, that I and my son Solomon will be considered offenders.' Behold, while she was still speaking with the king, Nathan the prophet came in. Then they told the king, saying, 'Here is Nathan the prophet.' And then he came in before the king and prostrated himself before the king with his face to the ground. Then Nathan said, 'My lord the king, have you said Adonijah shall be king after me, and he shall sit on my throne? For he has gone down today and has sacrificed oxen and fatlings and sheep in abundance, and has invited all the king's sons and the commanders of the army and Abiathar the priest, and behold, they are eating and drinking before him, and they say, Long live King Adonijah. But me, even me, your servant, and Zadok the priest, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and your servant Solomon, he has not invited. Has this thing happened by my lord the king, and you have not made known to your servants who should sit on the throne of my lord the king after him?' Then King David answered and said, 'Call Bathsheba to me.' And she came into the king's presence and stood before the king. And the king swore and said, As Yahweh lives, who has redeemed my life from all distress, surely as I swore to you by Yahweh, the God of Israel, saying, Surely your son Solomon shall be king after me, and he shall sit on my throne in my place, I will surely do so this day. Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the ground and prostrated herself before the king and said, May my lord King David live forever. Then King David said, Call to me Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada. And they came into the king's presence. And the king said to them, Take with you the servants of your lord, and have my son Solomon ride on my own mule, and bring him down to Gihon. And Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet shall anoint him there as king over Israel, and blow the trumpet, and say, Long live King Solomon! Then you shall come up after him, and he shall come and sit on my throne, and he shall be king in my place, for I have commanded him to be ruler over Israel and Judah. Then Benaiah the son of Jehoiada answered the king and said, Amen. Thus may Yahweh the God of my lord the king say, As Yahweh has been with my lord the king, so may he be with Solomon, and make his throne greater than the throne of my lord King David. So Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, the Cherethites and the Pelethites went down and had Solomon ride on King David's mule and brought him to Gihon. Zadok the priest then took the horn of oil from the tent and anointed Solomon. Then they blew the trumpet, and all the people said, Long live King Solomon! And all the people went up after him, and the people were playing on flutes and were glad with great gladness, so that the earth shook at their sound. And Adonijah and all the guests who were with him heard it as they were finished eating. Then Joab heard the sound of the trumpet and said, Why is the sound of the city such an uproar? While he was still speaking, behold, Jonathan the son of Abiathar the priest came. Then Adonijah said, Come in, for you are a valiant man, and bring good news. But Jonathan answered and said to Adonijah, No, our lord King David has made Solomon king. The king has also sent with him Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, the Cherethites and the Pelethites, and they have made him ride on the king's mule. And Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet have anointed the king in Gihon, and they have come up from there with gladness, so that the city is in an uproar. This is the sound which you have heard. And also Solomon has even taken his seat on the throne of the kingdom. And also the king's servants came to bless our lord King David, saying, May your God make the name of Solomon better than your name, and his throne greater than your throne. And the king bowed himself on the bed. And also the king said thus, Blessed be Yahweh the God of Israel, who has granted one to sit on my throne today, while my own eyes see it. Then all the guests of Adonijah trembled, and they arose, and each went on his way. And Adonijah was afraid of Solomon, and he arose, went, and took hold of the horns of the altar. Then it was told to Solomon, saying, Behold, Adonijah is afraid of King Solomon. And behold, he has taken hold of the horns of the altar, saying, Let King Solomon swear to me today that he will not put his servant to death with the sword. And Solomon said, If he is a worthy man, not one of his hairs will fall to the ground. But if evil is found in him, he will die. So King Solomon sent, and they brought him down from the altar, and he came and prostrated himself before King Solomon. And Solomon said to him, Go to your house. 1 Chronicles 26. For the divisions of the gatekeepers, there were of the Korahites, Meshelemiah, the son of Kor, of the sons of Asaph. Meshelemiah had sons, Zechariah the firstborn, Jediel the second, Zebadiah the third, Jathniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Johanan the sixth, Eliehoenai the seventh, Obed-Edom had sons, Shemaiah the first, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, Sakar the fourth, Nethanel the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, and Pelothai the eighth. God had indeed blessed him. Also to his son Shemaiah sons were born, who ruled over the house of their father, for they were mighty men of valor. The sons of Shemaiah were Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzabad, whose brothers Elihu and Semachiah were men of valor. All these were the sons of Obed-Edom. They and their sons and their relatives were valiant men with strength for the service, 62 from Obed-Edom. Meshelemiah had sons and relatives, 18 men of valor. Also Hosa, one of the sons of Merari, had sons. Shimri the first, although he was not the firstborn, his father made him first. Hilkiah the second, Tebaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth, all the sons and relatives of Hosa were 13. To these divisions of the gatekeepers, the chief men were given responsibilities like their relatives to minister in the house of Yahweh, and they cast lots, the small and the great alike, according to their fathers' households for every gate, and the lot to the east fell to Shelemiah. Then they cast lots for his son Zechariah, a counselor with insight, and his lot came out to the north. For Obed-Edom it fell to the south, and to his sons went the house of storerooms. For Shupim and Hosa it was to the west, by the gate of Shalaketh, I think that's right, Shalacheth, on the ascending highway. Guard corresponded to guard. On the east there were 6 Levites, on the north 4 daily, on the south 4 daily, and at the storeroom 2 by 2. At the parbar on the west there were 4 at the highway and 2 at the parbar. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers of the sons of Korah and of the sons of Merari. As for the Levites, Ahijah was over the treasures of the house of God and of the treasures of the holy gifts. The sons of Ladan, the sons of the Gershonites belonging to Ladan, namely the Jehielites, were the heads of the fathers' households belonging to Ladan the Gershonite. The sons of Jehiel, Zetham, and Joel his brother were over the treasures of the house of Yahweh. As for the Amramites, the Izrahites, Izrahites, the Hebronites, and the Uzielites, Shebuel, the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, was officer over the treasures, and his relatives by Eliezer were Rehabiah his son, Jeshaiah his son, Joram his son, Zikri his son, and Shelemoth his son. This Shelemoth and his relatives were over all the treasures of the holy gifts, which King David and the heads of the fathers' households, the commanders of thousands and hundreds, and the commanders of the army had set apart as holy. They set apart as holy part of what was worn in battle, and part of the won in battle, and part of the spoil to repair the house of Yahweh, and all that Samuel the seer had set apart as holy, and Saul the son of Kish, Abner the son of Ner, and Joab the son of Zeruiah, everyone who had set apart anything as holy, all of this was in the care of Shelemoth and his relatives. As for the Isherites, Chenaniah and his sons were assigned to the outside work for Israel as officers and judges. As for the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his relatives, 1,700 men of valor, were over the administration of Israel across the Jordan to the west, for all the work of Yahweh and the service of the king. As for the Hebronites, Jerijah, the chief, these Hebronites were investigated according to their generations and fathers' households in the 40th year of David's reign, and mighty men of valor were found among them at Jazer of Gilead. And his relatives, men of valor, were 2,700 in number, heads of fathers' households, and King David made them overseers of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of the Manassites concerning all the affairs of God and of the king. All right, just a minute. All right, 1 Chronicles 27. Now this is the total count of the sons of Israel, the heads of fathers' households, the commanders of thousands and of hundreds, and their officers who ministered to the king in each matter of the divisions which came in and went out month by month, throughout all the months of the year, each division numbering 24,000. Jashobeam, the son of Zabdiel, was over the first division for the first month, and in his division were 24,000. He was from the sons of Perez, and was chief of all the commanders of the army for the first month. Dodai the Ahohite and his division were over the divisions for the second month. Mikloth being the chief officer, and in his division were 24,000. The third commander of the army for the third month was Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the priest, as chief, and in his division were 24,000. This Benaiah was the mighty man of the 30, and was over 30, and over his division was Amizabad, his son. The fourth for the fourth month was Asahel, the brother of Joab, and Zebadiah, his son, after him, and in his division were 24,000. The fifth for the fifth month was the commander Shamhuth, the Israelite, and in his division were 24,000. The sixth for the sixth month was Ira, the son of Ikesh, the Tekoite, and in his division were 24,000. The seventh for the seventh month was Helez, the Pelonite of the sons of Ephraim, and in his division were 24,000. The eighth for the eighth month was Zibachai, the Hushathite of the Zerahites, and in his division were 24,000. The ninth for the ninth month was Abiezer, the Anathothite of the Benjamites, and in his division were 24,000. The tenth for the tenth month was Maharai, the Netophathite of the Zerahites, and in his division were 24,000. The eleventh for the eleventh month was Benaiah, the Pirathonite of the sons of Ephraim, and in his division were 24,000. The twelfth for the twelfth month was Heldai, the Netophathite of Othniel, and in his division were 24,000. Now those over the tribes of Israel, chief officer for the Reubenites was Eleazar the son of Zichri, for the Simeonites, Shephatiah the son of Maacah, for Levi, Hashabiah the son of Kemuel, for Aaron, Zadok, for Judah, Elihu, one of David's brothers, for Issachar, Omri the son of Michael, for Zebulun, Ishmaiah, the son of Obadiah, for Naphtali, Jeremoth, the son of Azrael, for the sons of Ephraim, Hoshea, the son of Azaziah, for the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joel, the son of Pedaiah, for the half-tribe of Manasseh and Gilead, Edo, the son of Zechariah, for Benjamin, Jaaziel, the son of Abner, for Dan, Azarel, the son of Jeroham. These were the princes of the tribes of Israel. But David did not take up account of those 20 years of age and under, because Yahweh had said he would multiply Israel as the stars of heaven. Joab the son of Zeruiah had begun to number them, but did not finish, and because of this wrath came upon Israel, and this count was not included in the total count of the chronicles of King David. Now Asmaveth the son of Adiel was over the king's storehouses, and Jonathan the son of Uzziah was over the storehouses in the country, in the cities, in the villages, and in the towns. Ezri the son of Chelub was over the workers of the field who cultivated the soil. Shimei the Ramathite was over the vineyards, and Zabdi the Shifmite was over the produce of the vineyards stored in the wine cellars. Baal Hanan the Gederite was over the olive and sycamore trees in the Shephelah, and Joash had charge of the stores of oil. Shitri the Sharonite was over the cattle which were grazing in Sharon, and Shaphat the son of Adlai was over the cattle in the valleys. Obil the Ishmaelite was over the camels, and Jediah the Moronathite was over the donkeys. Jaziz the Hagrite was over the flocks. All these were officials over the possessions which belonged to King David. Also Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a man of understanding, and a scribe, and Jehiel, the son of Hakmoni, was with the king's sons. Ahithophel was counselor to the king, and Hushai the Archite was the king's friend. Jehoiada, the son of Benaiah, and Abiathar succeeded Ahithophel, and Joab was the commander of the king's army. 1 Chronicles 28. And David assembled at Jerusalem all the commanders of Israel, the commanders of the tribes, and the commanders of the divisions that ministered to the king, and the commanders of thousands, and the commanders of hundreds, and the commanders over all the property and livestock belonging to the king and his sons, with the officials and the mighty men, even all the mighty men of valor. Then King David rose to his feet and said, "Listen to me, my brothers and my people. I had it within my heart to build a house of rest for the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, and for the footstool of the feet of our God. So I had made preparation to build it. But God said to me, 'You shall not build a house for my name, because you are a man of war and have shed blood.' Yet Yahweh, the God of Israel, chose me from all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever. For he has chosen Judah to be a ruler, and in the house of Judah, my father's house, and among the sons of my father, he took pleasure in me to make me king over all Israel. Now of all my sons, for Yahweh has given me many sons, he has chosen my son Solomon to sit on the throne of the kingdom of Yahweh over Israel. And he said to me, 'Your son Solomon is the one who shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be a son to me, and I will be a father to him, and I will establish his kingdom forever if he will be strong to do my commandments and my judgments as is done now.' So now in the sight of all Israel, the assembly of Yahweh, and in the hearing of our God, keep and seek after all the commandments of Yahweh your God, so that you may possess the good land and cause your sons after you to inherit it forever. As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with a whole heart and a delighted soul. For Yahweh searches all hearts and understands every intent of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found, but if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. See now, for Yahweh has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and act." Then David gave to his son Solomon the pattern of the porch of the temple, its buildings, its storehouses, its upper rooms, its inner rooms, and the room for the mercy seat, and the pattern of all that he had in mind for the courts of the house of Yahweh, and for all the surrounding chambers, for the treasuries of the house of God, and for the treasuries of the holy things, also for the divisions of the priests and the Levites, and for all the work of the service of the house of Yahweh, and for all the utensils of service in the house of Yahweh, for the golden utensils, the weight of gold for all utensils for every kind of service, for the silver utensils, the weight of silver for all utensils for every kind of service, and the weight of gold for the golden lampstands and their golden lamps, with the weight of each lampstand and its lamps, and the weight of silver for the silver lampstands with the weight of each lampstand and its lamps, according to the service of each lampstand, and the gold by weight for the tables of showbread for each table, and silver for the silver tables, and the flesh hooks, the bowls, and the jars of pure gold, and for the golden bowls with the weight for each bowl, and for the silver bowls with the weight for each bowl, and for the altar of incense, refined gold by weight, and gold for the pattern of the chariot, even the cherubim that spread out their wings and covered the ark of the covenant of Yahweh. All this, said David, has been granted to me as insight in writing by the hand of Yahweh all the details of this pattern. Then David said to his son Solomon, be strong and courageous and act. Do not fear nor be dismayed, for Yahweh God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you until all the work for the service of the house of Yahweh is completed. Now behold, there are the divisions of the priests and the Levites for all the service of the house of God, and every willing man with wisdom will be with you, and all the work for all the service. The officials also and all the people will be entirely at your command. Romans 6. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase? May it never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it? Or do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin, for he who has died has been justified from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again. Death no longer is master over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its lust, and do not go on presenting your members to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not be master over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. What then, shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? May it never be. Do you not know that when you go on presenting yourselves to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? But thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you obeyed from the heart that pattern of teaching to which you were given over. And having been freed from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to further lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. Therefore, what benefit were you then having from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, you have your benefit leading to sanctification, and the end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gracious gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. All right, well, that is our reading for the day. I thank you for spending this time with us, with me. I continue to pray that our time here in the Word helps us to stay totally saturated in the Word of God as we need to be. I hope you have yourself a wonderful day. I would continue to implore you, do all that you do for the glory of God, and I hope to see you tomorrow morning. We're going to go ahead and close out with our third day evening prayer. It's called Before Sleep. Let's pray. God of all sovereignty, thy greatness is unsearchable, thy name most excellent, thy glory above the heavens. 10,000 minister to thee, 10,000 times 10,000 stand before thee. In thy awful presence we are less than nothing. We do not approach thee because we deserve thy notice, for we are sinners. Our necessities compel us, thy promises encourage us, our broken hearts incite us, the mediator draws us, thy acceptance of others moves us. Look thou upon us and be merciful unto us. Convince us of the penalty and pollution of sin. Give us faith to believe, and believing to have life in Jesus. May we enter into his sufferings. Let us see thy hand in the instruments of our grief, rejoicing that they are from thy overruling providence. Let not our weeping hinder sowing, nor sorrow duty. While living in a world of change, let us seek the abiding city. Be with us to our journey's end, that we may glorify thee in death as in life. We bless thee for preservation, supplies, mercies, and to thee, keeper of souls, we commit all we are and have. May no evil befall us, no sickness come nigh us, no horror disturb us. May our conscience be clear, our hearts pure, our sleep sweet, and with the innumerable company who neither slumber nor rest, we join in ascribing blessing, honor, glory, and power to the Lamb upon the throne forever and ever. Amen. All right, again, I hope you have yourself a wonderful day, and I hope to see you tomorrow morning. Have a good day. God bless.